Hello, my name is Chris and I'm calling from FIU, Florida International University. We're conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. To begin, let me ask you, is your home a single-family home, a townhome, an apartment or condominium, a manufactured or mobile home?
How many questions and how long will it take?
Oh, well, it's around 10 minutes, depending on your answers.
10 minutes, depending on how? Okay, what was the first question? Let's make it, I'm going to quit.
You. Is your home a single-family home?
Yes,
townhome?
Single-family.
Single-family
home.
Do you own or rent your home?
Own it.
And please tell me, in what year was your home built?
1978.
78, thank you. Now, have any upgrade modifications have been made to the property, like roofing upgrades, impact windows, drainage upgrades, structural upgrades, or raised home?
Yes.
All of them or just a few of them? Which ones?
The wind mitigation was required by the state. Structural, hurricane, braces, and all that stuff.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, let me just check. How many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
25.
Thank you. And have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? A tropical storm, yes or no?
Yes.
A Category 1 hurricane?
Yes.
A Category 2 hurricane?
Yep.
Category 3 hurricane?
Yep.
Category 4 hurricane?
Yep.
And Category 5 hurricane?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Can you tell me the name or the year of the tropical storm? If you don't remember exactly, yes?
Golly, there's been so many tropical storms in 50 years of living on the coast, I couldn't tell you. I can tell you the bad ones. They stick with me.
The estimate for the tropical storm, do you remember when? Around where?
I didn't have any damage from tropical storm.
But can you tell me the year or name of the tropical storm?
We had 5 one year, but I can't remember all of them. I don't remember those.
Mm-hmm. Or when was the last time that you experienced that tropical storm?
Now, are you talking about a hurricane or a tropical storm?
A tropical storm, yeah.
Oh, gosh, I don't know. 2 years ago, I think we had a tropical storm.
2 years ago, that would be 2022?
Yep.
Does that sound right?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Now, what about the Category 1 hurricane? Can you tell me the name or the year?
I can say Camille, 1969. Right.
1969. Thank you very much. Just let me check. Over
That's a good
there.
One. Oh, yeah. Do you know Camille?
No. Now, what about the Category 2 hurricane?
A Category 2. I think, Frederick was a 3 that I remember really well because that did a lot of damage. Of course, Ivan was a 4 is really what it was, and that did a lot of damage. We had Eloise, I think, was one that was a 3, a 2.
Eloise?
1 or 2, yeah,
Okay, thank you very much. Just a moment, please.
Okay.
Eloise.
I should have said no, it would have went quicker, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Now, for Category 1, you said Camille, 1969.
Yes.
Or Category 2 was Eloise.
Eloise, uh-huh.
And then we have Category 3, Frederick.
Frederick, 1979.
1979.
Mm-hmm.
Category
4. And then Ivan in 2005.
Irene in 2005?
No, Ivan. like the Russian guy, Ivan.
Oh, Ivan. Okay, thank you.
Yes. Bad hurricane. That was in 2004, I think is what it was.
2004. And the category for a hurricane, do you remember?
Hurricane 4. Let's see. Ivan was a 4.
Ivan was a 4. And the category 5?
The category 5 was Camille.
Camille, thank
you. And then
you
we had
much.
Some names like Sally and what's all the other storm we all had? I don't even. Who? Dennis? Yeah, some of them other ones. If they don't tear some up, I don't remember them.
Yeah, and let's see. The Category 1 hurricane, because you said Camille was a Category 5?
That's right.
So I missed one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I'm missing one?
What was one? Two or three? Okay, which one you missing, sweetie?
Okay, I'm missing Category 1 hurricane. Because
Category 1 is wine. J-U-A-N. Mm-hmm. And that was about 2010.
Oh, okay, thank you very much.
Okay.
2010.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have Category 2, Eloise.
That's right.
Category 3, Frederick.
Right.
Category 4, Ivan. Category
right.
5, Camille.
That's right. I got to hit all of them. And that's just starting, sweetie.
Thank you very much. Now,
I can't say how many I've been through. Mm-hmm.
And okay. Have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
Me.
And what was the estimated damage in dollars? Do you remember?
About $35,000.
Thank you very much. Now, can you tell me what were the primary causes of damage to your home? Was it debris in the wind breaking your windows, wind damaging your roof, ocean surge, flooding, trees falling on your home, or something else?
Trees and wind. I don't live near the water.
And the wind, was it wind debris or wind damage in the roof?
Both.
Both. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Now, how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
Not too vulnerable.
Thank you. And if a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare?
Pack a suitcase.
Pack a suitcase?
Mm-hmm.
What other preparations?
I've got shutters, storm shutters that go up outside.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Another one.
Put the storm shutters up. Mm-hmm.
And that's it? Pack a suitcase and put up hurricane shutters.
That's it.
Okay, thank you. Now, when would you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? When a hurricane watch is issued, meaning hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours, or when a hurricane warning is issued, meaning hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours, or
that's
your home
right
is already
there.
Prepared. Okay. Thank you. And considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household would have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain,
or not? Very certain. Very certain.
Thank you. Now, please select your top 3 sources of information. Is it internet sources other than social media, radio, TV, newspaper or print media, friends and family, social media like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, or YouTube, or WhatsApp?
You think I'm going to go and do Facebook and ask my friends on Facebook what to do? You're kidding me.
We just want to know what are your top three sources of information. Yeah.
I would do TV. Would be number one. Internet, number two, the Hurricane Center. And, three, I guess, radio.
Radio. Thank you very much. Now, on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being the least prepared to 5 being the most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
4.
Thank you. And have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or storm? Loss of income or employment, cost of housing, cost of child care, transportation costs, cost of insurance, cost of food and other essentials, or property taxes?
You can say that cost of insurance is the thing that gets me the most upset. Yes.
Thank you. Now, is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
Nope.
When would you evacuate? If a hurricane watch is issued, hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours. If a hurricane warning is issued, hurricane conditions are expected. Thank you. If you needed to evacuate, where would you go? To a local shelter, to the house of a nearby friend or family, another location within the state, as far as possible to another state, or you would not leave under any circumstances?
Another state.
To another state. And how many vehicles are available in the household?
2.
Thank you. What is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy? An estimate is fine.
What you mean a hurricane deductible? The state sets the hurricane deductible, right?
What is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
On a hurricane? I don't know.
Okay, that's fine. Now, how confident...
Because you're talking about hurricane deductibles, right? And everybody's hurricane deductible is just about set by the state. So they're all about the same, whether it's 5% of the value of the property. But you got to eat the first 5, it's either 3 or 5% now.
Oh, okay. But that's fine. How confident are you that you could come up with $2,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage? I am certain I could come up with a full $2,000. I could probably come up with $2,000.
I could come up with $2,000.
Thank you. And how has your home insurance rate changed in the last year? Has it decreased significantly, decreased somewhat, remained the same, increased somewhat, or increased significantly?
Increased significantly, like everybody else in Florida.
Thank you. And how has your home insurance rate changed in the last 1 to 3 years?
How has it changed? You mean like a percentage?
Yes.
Significantly.
Increased or decreased?
Increased.
Thank you.
Yes.
And how
has anybody else ever said decreased?
I have not found one.
They've gone out of sight.
Thank you. Now, how has your home insurance rate changed in the last 3 to 5 years?
Significantly.
Increased as well?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Just
and
like
how has
is?
Your... How has your home insurance rate changed in the last 5 to 10 years?
Significantly over the last 10 years.
Increased as well?
Yeah. Oh, yes. It's never gone down, sweet.
Thank
Damn
you.
Damn insurance companies don't ever lower the insurance premium.
And as a result of this increase, what actions did you take? Did you change your insurance provider, increase the amount of deductible, decrease coverage, or another one, or nothing
all
continue
of,
paying?
All of them.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring? Is it 100%? I want to be insured for the full replacement value. 80% to less than 100%. 60% to less than 80%, or less than 60%?
Probably 60%.
60% to less than 80%.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Now, which of the following would you consider taking if insurance costs and home ownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Moving to another home within the same county, moving to another county within Florida, moving to another state, or I would not move from my home?
I just wouldn't insure my house.
So you would not move from your home?
No, why would I do that? Okay. I like my house. I don't like the way the insurance company is working. And that's because of the state.
Yes, thank you. Now, in recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider it if your mortgage was paid off?
It is, and I've considered it.
Okay, thank you. And if a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your costs? Federal government, state government, local government, or government should not be involved in recovery efforts?
Government shouldn't be involved in recovery efforts.
Should not be involved in?
No, it ain't their damn responsibility. They're going to take your money and use it to me to fix my house. Thank you, John.
Thank you. Now, on a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced?
High.
And on a scale of 1 to 5?
5.
5. Thank you. How much confidence do you have that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
About 3.
And how much confidence do you have that new developments take into account hurricane wind risk?
About 3.
How much confidence do you have that new developments take into account flood risks?
About 3.
And the last one we have is, how much confidence do you have that building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss?
I think that's probably 5.
5. Thank you very much. Next, I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida, and do you think your property or finances will be affected? And we have
I know the sea level is not rising. I've been around 75 years, and I still see the mark on the same pier in 75 years. That ain't gone up a bit. Now, is there a whole bunch more? Because I'm just about to my end.
Thank you very much. Now, most of Florida's coastal areas have a very low elevation, under 10 meters or 33 feet above sea level, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Are you extremely concerned, moderately concerned, somewhat concerned, slightly concerned, or not concerned at all?
Not concerned at all.
Thank you. When you purchased your home, which characteristics were the most important? Was it neighborhood, schools, crime, price,
schools.
Walkability?
Schools.
Schools?
Yep.
Schools, then we have...
How many questions you got left now, Sue?
These are the last ones. And then we go to a few demographic questions, yeah.
I'm done. You have a good evening, okay? Bye-bye.
Well, we're about to finish, sir. Stupid. Mm-hmm.